This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Passing hour, they dance around the clock to the bright tunes of different countries around the world.
Guess what day it is?
Surrounding Monroe County and the other counties up the Genesee Valley, with Rochester as the focal point.
I want all of you to get up out of your chairs and go to the window and stick your head out and yell,
"Thank God it's Friday!"
Rochester was one of the first boom towns in America.
It's Friday in the Flower City.
Flowers.
You know what time it is.
Are you ready?
The heart of the city has a booming, beaming beat. Stronger than ever before.
BXY mornings with Moose and Breezy. Your weekend starts now.
Pump it up.
You got to pump it up.
BXY mornings. Moose, Breezy Breeze, Friday, Boss Saw Shaw Cross, Murder Rains Garbage Place.
Love it.
It's going to be a high 47, and we'll see a little bit of rain by 6 p.m. tonight, but what are you going to do?
These things happen.
For those of you who don't know yet, I think it's safe to say that Breezy and I, being in the public eye, take a lot of pride in our appearance.
No, we do.
There's no simple way to say it, but it occurred to us that our intern, Joe, doesn't. So
it's not that he doesn't. He's a great looking guy. I personally would just make a few tweaks.
So the poll is up on our 98PXY Rochester Instagram account. We asked you, the listener, whether or not we should shave intern Joe's face. He has a goatee, but we think he would look so handsome with just a mustache.
I want to see that chin.
We want to see that chin, buddy.
Let that chin
So
have its freak flag fly.
Sports clips, count your days. There's a new barber in town. Why don't you come over here in the hot seat?
Why are
clean you up?
Why are you speechless? You talk during every break. Now you're not going to talk.
Look at the look on his face.
Well, I thought this was
speechless.
Just a bit.
No, it's not a bit. We're actually
well,
doing it.
Well, it's a bit, but we're actually going to do it.
Are you?
Oh,
what's the problem?
Well. The girlfriend's not happy about it.
The girlfriend.
The girlfriend.
You've been dating for 8 hours.
Right.
Give me a break.
12, but.
She doesn't get to say. Joe, intern Joe's got a brand new girlfriend yesterday.
Fresh.
Yesterday. It's a hard launch, you guys. He just made it official last night.
What is she saying? Why is she mad?
She said she likes it the way it is.
Well, we don't. So it's two versus one.
Well,
sorry, queen.
See, here's the thing. You got to take a vote here. Do you want to continue to have an internship here? Or do you want to leave and go run off into the sunset with your girlfriend who you've only been official with for 8 hours?
Wait, that's really messed up. You can't threaten his internship.
Okay.
That's an HR thing.
Let's
like, we can't.
Okay. Let's take a vote then in-house. All in favor of Joe shaving the goatee, say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Two against one. Come over here.
Oh, we are getting some texts as well that he's very, very excited for this.
All right, I'm going to put the
Do you have a trash can or something?
Sit down. Come on, you're fine.
That's the last thing I
need. Look at his text messages on this.
No, she's slipping.
The pink hearts. God, I love it. I love that you're in love, buddy.
No, his heart is beating so fast.
Okay, stay right here. All right.
Do you even know what you're doing?
Hold on a second.
Not the hand sanitizer.
Let me get some. I hope he knows what he's
doing. Is there like a guard on that? Yeah, like a safeguard? Okay. Yeah. Oh my God. That's the last thing we need. A lot of blood.
If it makes you feel any comfortable, I've never done this in my life, okay? Except for me.
That wouldn't make him feel comfortable at all. All
right. That does the opposite, Moose.
All right, here we go. Say goodbye to that goatee.
Goodbye.
I'm actually really nervous right now. Wait.
We're doing it.
Oh my God.
Oh,
there's the chin.
Here we go.
Both of them.
Oh.
I can't believe you thought this looked good.
Wait. Why do you look younger?
That's why I wear the goatee.
Wait. You just went from 25 to 20.
Yeah.
Now I'm going all the way. I'm going to skin, okay?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
There we go. We're,
the girlfriend's flipping. No, his phone's blowing up. No, it's not good.
Is she texting?
Yep.
She's not thrilled about the possibility of
There's no possibility. This, it's
honestly, we've known you longer, so we don't care.
Yeah, that is true. You have known me longer.
We have known him longer.
All right, so I'm gonna clean up your mustache a little bit here, because you got these cat whiskers.
I can't believe we're doing this. This is really insane.
I am pretty good at this. Hey, if you guys want to book an appointment, you can hit us up now at 585-252-9800.
Wait.
BXY Barbershops.
Okay, Moose, that's enough. You're doing way too much.
Sometimes less is more, but not in this case.
All right.
Hold on a second. One more. Let's get rid of these last whiskers.
What do we think? The big reveal.
Oh, he's a new...
You look
this
like
the
guy...
This is the first time I've ever worn just a mustache.
You look like that guy from The Office.
Which one?
The guy with the mustache. You know which guy I'm talking about.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Okay.
So let me see. Let's see. How do you feel? Dude, I'm not going to lie.
Is your chin cold?
You look better.
I feel like I'm going to pull someone over and say, excuse me, sir, do you know how fast you were going?
License and registration.
License and registration.
Right, we got to get you some Ray-Bans. Dude, you are a new man, and you're so welcome, too.
That he never said thank you, not once.
He didn't say thank you once.
Wait, what's she saying? The girlfriend's flipping.
Let's see.
Do you feel
it's too late? So we're just gonna see how she reacts tomorrow, I guess.
Uh-oh. Not the number blocked for the day. You do look better.
All right, I got
respectfully, of course. Respectfully, of course. Do you like it? Wait, you guys.
I'm going to ask for license and registration.
Yeah, you definitely look like you could be the next star of Super Troopers for sure. For sure.
Looking like Farva now.
Oh, my God.
Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hey, it's Laura.
Hi, Laura. Go ahead. What did you say?
So I was dying laughing over here about we've known him longer, so it doesn't matter. His girlfriend's blowing his phone up.
No, she's flipping.
Yeah, we've known.
Listen. You've known him longer. It doesn't matter. You guys are there. She might not be there forever.
That is
That's true.
His internship does end in May, so we're also not going to be here forever. But
do you really think that you guys won't be friends after that? Come on. You guys have bonded.
We'll be friends.
We'll definitely be friends.
I think we're going to be friends. I just want to know what this...
You might lose your girlfriend.
Well, I want to know what her intentions are.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe she just because she didn't get a say in it, but... I don't know.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes. All right. Well, thanks for calling up. We appreciate it. Okay. Joe, you're a new man. You look great, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. I'm so proud of you. I couldn't be more proud. He's done so many amazing things in this internship, and this is what I'm proud of. It's really messed up.
Supercuts is texting in right now as they have a chair to fill.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
As everybody knows, I'm a huge Bills fan. Massive Bills fan.
You are a big Bills fan.
And, you know, I do my best on this show to keep you guys updated with all things sports, specifically football. And this is something I'm very excited to talk about. Yes, Moose?
Let's do the intro.
It's Breezy's Big Sports Bets on PXY. Sponsored by DraftKings.
No. All right. I don't think so.
Okay, so a year after the Chiefs went Hollywood with a Christmas movie, the Bills are joining the holiday spirit as well. Buffalo has collaborated with Hallmark Media, the National Football League, and Skydance Sports on a production of Holiday Touchdown, a Bills love story. The partners announced this yesterday on Thursday. Who better to announce it than our king, Damar Hamlin? Took to Instagram, kind of talked about the production and what was going on and what was to come with that movie. So the production of this will kick off later this year, and it will be filmed entirely in its locations in and around Buffalo, including Highmark Stadium, home of Buffalo Bills, obviously. And the cast of the film will be announced at a later date. I don't think any of the football players will be in it. But hey, well, maybe Josh Allen will make a cameo. Who's
they that? Might make a cameo,
they
yeah.
Might. They
Josh
might.
Josh Allen coming up. I love these Hallmark movies during the holiday.
I'm very excited because, you know, I mean, we love our precious Buffalo Bills and the fact that they're getting a movie and we get to watch it over and over and over again, even when football season's not on. Count me in.
They have been on they're on the map, baby.
This is the only Hallmark movie I will probably like willingly watch.
This has been another segment of Breezy's Big Bets.
Yes. We will do wagers for this movie when it gets closer.
The question I need to ask you guys this morning is an important one because I know I'm not the only one who does this. The other day, I made my Uber driver very uncomfortable. And the only reason I
what
know
else
this,
is new?
The only reason I know this is because he told me. However, I don't feel like I was doing anything out of the ordinary. How many of you also do this?
No, you just make people uncomfortable on a near daily basis.
And in so. Uber, I'll tell you what it is, what I did coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, congratulations to our girl Amber for winning those last pair of Jonas Brother tickets. Her and her sister are going to go have a grand old time. Get those purity rings on.
Period.
We're doing our best this morning to get a census of how many people sit in the front seat in an Uber. Not when the Uber is full. I mean, in general. I called an Uber the other night to go out. It was just me. The Uber pulled up. I got in the front seat. And my driver casually asked me what I was doing. And I said, does this make you uncomfortable? And he said, a little bit.
Absolutely.
So I got in the back seat. I didn't mind.
He's crawling over the center console.
I didn't mind. Just, you know, no tip.
Oh my God, you're a monster.
Call or text us, 585-252-9800.
You're so weird.
Let us know if you sit in the front seat of an Uber or if you think it's weird. I would love to hear if you're also a driver, because I need to know if you would have a problem with this. I'm assuming no, you would not, because you're in the hospitality business. You're in the customer service business.
If it's just you, there's no reason for you to sit in the front.
Sitting in the back of a ride alone makes me feel like I'm in the back of a cop car.
Which is your dream.
It just makes me uneasy.
I've been asking for a ride along for 3 years straight.
Yeah, but, you know, in the passenger seat, not in the back. I want to sit up front where all the action is happening.
He goes, I treat my Uber rides like ride-alongs, like I'm in a cop car. It's like, this is an Escalade, very different.
You know, back in the day in California, I was a full-time Lyft driver.
Really wanted to get that pink mustache, didn't ya?
I was. I encouraged people to sit up front with me. I would give everyone a fist bump when they got in the car. I was trying my best to be friendly. I would overcompensate because, you know, my AC and both my windows were broken. So the car was 120 degrees inside. But, you know, what are you going to do? Before I got fired, I was very friendly. I encouraged people to sit in the front seat with me. I don't see the big deal. And now I was being told that it's weird. It's not weird.
It's weird.
It's not weird.
It's very weird.
It's a little weird.
It's weird behavior. It really is.
You never sat in the front seat with an Uber driver?
No, never.
What do you do when you get in the car?
Open the back door and
sprawl out in the back.
My butt down in the back seat.
Lay like down,
every
maybe?
Every other normal person.
Yeah. See,
you guys just aren't like me.
This is my favorite part about working with Moose. He'll say something so outlandish that nobody agrees with and make us feel stupid.
Yeah.
I cannot for the life of me see why this is a big deal.
It's a huge deal.
PXY, what's your name? And is sitting alone up front with your Uber driver weird?
I'm Donald. I'm a full-time Uber driver, and I absolutely think it's, weird.
Ronald McDonald.
He goes, pretty bizarre, if you ask me.
Why?
Yeah, you should really sit in the back seat. I mean, I keep all my stuff on the front seat and all like that, but it's just odd, and a lot of times, it's just, I don't know, it's weird. I don't want to talk to anybody. I don't want to pass the conversations. I don't want to do anything. I just want to drive you to your destination.
How long you been? I don't understand why. But Donald, I'm not like everybody else. I'm cool.
Oh.
You know, people want to sit in the front with me.
I feel like it's an invasion of privacy, to be honest. I do. It's like going into someone's room without asking.
How long you been an Uber driver, Donald?
8 years. I've been 8 years. So I just, this is how I am. I speak on behalf of all Uber drivers when I say this. We really just want to get you to your destination. Now, listen, if you're a part-time Uber driver, some of those people, they want to sell you on their other full-time business, like maybe a real estate agent or something like that. For me,
classic.
I just want to drive you to your destination. So.
Yeah. But that's fine. I just never understood the problem, because when I was a Lyft driver back in the day, they encouraged us to have people come and sit in the front with us. We do a little fist bump. Get to know one another. I don't understand why that went away.
You were so mad you didn't get that pink mustache. So close.
I don't understand. Donald, do you ever think that maybe you're the problem? I can guarantee you your stars would go up to 5 if you were a little bit more, I don't know, welcoming.
Oh, my stars are way beyond 5. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I get that energy from you. I have a question. If you get a group of girls, they're all maybe a little loosey-goosey from happy hour, they're going to their next destination, and say you drive a sedan, and there's 4 of them, one of them's going to have to sit in the front. Does that piss you off?
On something like that, it's totally understandable. But what Moose does, it's completely weird.
I agree. Donald, I agree wholeheartedly. We're on the same page, buddy.
I don't know. I just feel like I'm attacked this morning for just trying to be friendly. You know what it is, Donald?
Time and a place, Moose.
Nothing against you. Just people aren't as warm as they once were. That's what it comes down to. Here I am. I'd make a great Uber driver today. I'd make a great TSA agent. You know, I'm the one doing most of the work, but hey, how you doing?
Take your pants off!
You'd be in jail, dude. This is my full-time job, and I don't want to talk to people like Moose.
Fair enough. I don't either. I get it.
You're breaking my heart this morning.
Get it. We're like I said, we couldn't be more aligned. You know what I mean? Moose, don't you talk enough for a living? Don't you just want to shut off?
No, it's just I enjoy getting to know people. That's all.
I don't.
Listen, dude. You're a good dude, but we're not friends. I don't want to sit next to you. I just find it weird.
I get it. Fully on your side, Donald. 150%.
Thanks for calling up this Friday morning and taking a dump on my dreams.
Of sitting next to an Uber driver and holding hands.
I'm crushed.
All right, then, bye, Donald. Have a great weekend. Drive safe.
Yeah, you too, man. See ya. Peace.
Okay, well, that's that. We just got a text in from Andrea that said, Moose, hi, handsome. I'm a Lyft driver, and you can sit up front with me anytime you want. But it's not the same. I want to sit with Donald.
No, you need help. You need psychological help.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.